Hey, Rash, you ready to go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, man! I'm gonna go and just blow through doors and take everybody's bowls.
I think you're only allowed one piece.
Well, that's what tradition states, but unlocked screen doors dictate a different agenda and a different set of rules entirely.
Why do we wake up in prison every November 1st?
You're lucky you wake up at all.
Yeah. Hi, it's Paul Dini.
And this is Misty Lee.
Along with Ezra.
Hey.
Happy Halloween, ding-dongs.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Woo. Well, we're all ready to go. Trick-or-treating. Rashi and Superica are ready. Superica's got his Zorro costume. Mm-hmm. Superica, you really floored us last week with your Zorro act.
See, I worked hard on it.
Would you give us another example?
See.
It is gold, senores. And it is all yours.
Wow, that is really good.
I don't know. He's got music and hoofbeats in there and sword flash. He's got
everything. And he just opens his little sock mouth and all this stuff just comes out. He doesn't even change facial expression. He's like the Frank Welker of sock monkeys.
I worked very hard on it.
Well, you did a good job. Rashi, what's your costume?
Well, I'm dressed up as you.
So, yeah, I could see all the extra padding there. Okay, so that way, if you heave eggs and toss bricks, I'm the one who gets arrested.
Yes,
is that right?
I've also photocopied both your licensure and your ID, and I have memorized your social security number, so whenever anyone asks me who I am or if I have any identification, I am prepared.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to go trick-or-treating, and we're going to turn the show over to Ezra, who's going to give an introduction to our Halloween jukebox.
Thank you, Paul, and welcome to our Halloween jukebox. As you can tell, it's all going to be Halloween-themed. Everything from ghosts and ghouls to devils and monsters and black cats and even some extinct animals, for Hobart's sake. So sit back, enjoy, give out some candy, and listen to our Halloween favorites. First up is witchcraft.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
inside your soul at night and tell me nice and slow. Turn around, I'll turn around, and many wives will know. He'll make you wish that you were dead, he'll make it hard to cope. He'll make you wish that you were dead and hanging by a rope. Evil looks in his eyes, the clown they call Pennywise, he'll catch you by surprise, the clown they call Pennywise. Clear mind, hide your fear, turn around and turn around and Pennywise here. It's a rocker.
Next up is one of the songs I always enjoy hearing on the radio. Devil Went Down to Georgia.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been."
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, 'cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. The devil opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made a evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog bite, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played, fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, will you don't fight, no child, no.
Next we have up on the list, oh, hey, Paul, how you doing?
Well, I'm okay, Ezra. I lost track of Brashy and Super Rika. They haven't been back here, have they?
No, I haven't seen them.
Okay, Misty's scouring the neighborhood. I'm just going to hang out till I hear from him for a bit. Let's, you haven't heard any sirens, have you?
Not recently.
Not recently. Good. That's good. Okay, I'm going to chill a little bit, have some cider here.
Okay, anything you want us to put on?
Well, how about Hobart's selection? He picked this out. It's a classical piece. It's about extinct animals in a museum. It's called Fossils, and he's very proud of it. So why don't we run that as a little Halloween offering from our pet thylacine?
Here we go.
In the Tower of London, large as life.
Large as life.
The ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, I declare.
He declares.
For Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife.
King Henry's wife.
Until he made the headsman Bob her heir.
Bob her heir.
Ah, yes, he did her wrong long years ago.
Long years ago.
And she comes up at night to tell him so.
So, so, so.
With her head.
Head.
Tucked.
Tucked.
Underneath her arm she walks the bloody tower. With her head.
Head.
Tucked.
Tucked.
Underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She comes to haunt King Henry, she means giving him what for.
What for?
Gadzook, she's going to tell him off for having spilt her gore.
Her gore.
And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread.
Gives a spread.
For all his pals and gals, a ghostly crew.
A ghostly crew.
The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread.
And cuts the bread.
Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the do.
To queer the do.
She holds her head up with a wild war whoop. And Henry says, don't drop it in the soup.
The soup, the soup, the
with
soup.
Her head.
The head.
Tucked.
Tucked.
Underneath her arm she walks the bloody tower. With her head.
The head.
Tucked.
Tucked.
Underneath her arm at the midnight hour. The sentries think that it's a football that she carries in. And when they've had a few, they shout his army going to win. They think that it's Red Grange instead of poor old Anne Boleyn. With their head tucked underneath their arm. Along the drafty corridors for miles and miles she goes.
She goes.
She often catches cold, poor thing, it's cold there when it blows.
It blows.
And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose. With her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her.
I want candy, but it's ta-ta-ta. I'm gonna get it, but it's ta-ta-ta, ta-ta. Even if I have to push it, but it's ta-ta-ta. I made a song that somebody's gonna have to bleep out.
Sugar.
Sugar on it, pour 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 it
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch. Think I see some cat looking over his shoulder at me, and he's strange, sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch.
Spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
Same old tingle that I feel inside.
And then that elevator starts its ride.
Down and down I go.
Round and around I go.
Like a leaf caught on a tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame! Flame of desire!
That only your kiss
put out the fire! For you're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine.
Baby, down and down I go. Round and round I go. In a spin, loving the spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love.
Oh, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love.
Spin,
loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame, burning desire.
That only your kiss
put out the fire. You're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine.
Baby, down and down I go. Round and round I go. In a spin, loving the spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love.
Oh, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love. In a spin, love is the spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love.
Strange enchantment fills the moonrise. There's a breeze like sandalwood and wine. Strange enchantment lies in your eyes. Say please tonight be mine. When the moon has gone in the blue dawn, and we go wandering apart, darling, I'll be dreaming of this moment with a strange enchantment in my heart. Thank you.
Here we are, everybody. This is Wendy's house.
Come in. Why, Casper and Nightmare, how nice to see you. And look, you brought all the boys and girls. I wish you had told me you were coming. I would have baked the cake.
Oh, that's okay, Wendy. We came to cheer you up. Nightmare told us that the witches were picking on you again.
That's right. They never leave me alone, and it makes me so mad. I didn't ask to be a witch, so why can't I be the kind of witch I want to be?
I know just how you feel, Wendy. I get the same treatment from the ghostly trio. But even so, I still have friends, and so do you.
I'm supposed to be a witch, a witch, a witch. I'm supposed to be bad. Making people toss and twitch, and twitch, and twitch, which makes everybody sad. I'm supposed to ride a broom, a broom, a broom, which the other witches like. I don't want to ride a broom, a broom, a broom. I just want to ride a bike. I'm a failure and a flop. I'm as quiet as a mouse. I'm a failure and a flop. I'm afraid of a haunted house. I don't want to be a witch, a witch, a witch, and do everything I should. It's an awful case. I am out of place. I'm a witch who wants to be good.
They call her Wendy. She's lovable Wendy. She's grand. No matter what your trouble may be, she'll always understand.
And she'll help you,
Wendy. She's beautiful, sweet as an angel's song. But in spite of all these wonderful things, here is something which is wrong.
I'm supposed to be a witch, a witch, a witch. I'm supposed to be bad. Making people toss and twitch, and twitch, and twitch, which makes everybody sad. I'm supposed to ride a broom, a broom, a broom, which the other witches like. I don't want to ride a broom, a broom, a broom. I would rather ride a bike. I'm a failure and a flop. I'm as quiet. I'm a failure and a flop. I'm afraid of a haunted house. I don't want to be a witch, a witch, a witch, and do everything I should. It's an awful case. I am out of place. I'm a witch who wants to be good.
We're going to have to be going now. I think I want to have a talk with the witches.
Thank you for coming, Casper and Nightmare. You made me feel a lot better.
Here's one from one of my favorite rides, done a little differently, Grim Grinning Ghosts.
Crypto's creak and the tombstone quake. Snooks come up for a swinging wake. Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Don't close your eyes and don't try to hide. There's a silly spook sitting by your side, shrouded in a dark disguise. They pretend to terrorize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Hang high with a dead oak tree. Spooks around for a midnight spree. Creepy creeps with eerie eyes start to shriek and harmonize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Hear the knell of a requiem bell. Weird ghosts gloom with a spirit's wail. groups of every size. Green, green and girls come out to socialize.
Superstition. How charming. A finale.
When you're down and troubled, and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night.
You just call out his name, and you know wherever you are, he'll come running to see you again.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call,
and I'll be there. Yes, he will.
You've got a friend.
You, yes, and desert you,
and take your soul if you let 'em, but don't you let 'em.
You just call out my name, and you know wherever you are, I'll come running to see you again.
Say goodbye to these nice people?
Yeah, we may be saying goodbye for a long time because...
What do you mean?
Well, Rashi had that steam shovel loaded full of eggs and was headed toward the Disney lot.
I think that's kind of awesome.
Well, it was.
I just want to say goodbye, get in the car, and watch what he's going to do.
Well, I think we better load up the car because they trace it back here. We're going to be, you know, they're going to send the Beagle Boys after us.
I know, right? I thought it was cool when he was getting the bucket truck, and it sounds like he's loading that and the steam thing up, and we're going to have some a lot of mess to clean.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit has Devil's Night. We have Monkey Night.
Right.
I think this is worse.
Well, I hope you enjoy the music.
And that's it. We're going to run.
Yeah,
happy
literally.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
This has been another episode of Radio Rashi. If you've enjoyed this episode, let everyone know by leaving a review in the iTunes Store. It's a great way to help others find us. You can also leave comments on RadioRashi.com, Facebook.com/RadioRashi, or follow us on Twitter at Radio Rashi or at Paul_Dini to leave us questions. Thanks for listening, and tell your friends.